In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, the Bible records a very remarkable story about the changed life of an angry religious fanatic. He sincerely believed it is justifiable to cause suffering and even death to those with different beliefs. The book of Acts states that when the Jewish fanatics were stoning to death Stephen, the first Christian martyr, Saul of Tarsus approved of his execution. It states further that Saul was ravaging the church and entering house after house. He dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. His Hebrew name, Saul, means the one who is requested from God. Yet, he was a most serious threat to Christ's followers in Jerusalem and beyond. He asked for and was granted authority to go after them, even tens of miles away from Jerusalem. We read in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts, Saul still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. The religious leaders were more than happy to grant Saul's request. They were delighted by his passion to destroy the lives of those who left Judaism to follow Christ. His unwavering commitment to exercise violence against converted Jews was very convincing. He was confident of the correctness of his fanatical violence. This attitude was shared by many religious fanatics throughout history. In the Middle Ages, some falsely claiming to be Christian reflected the same spirit of hatred and exercised similar actions even against other confessing Christians with different views. Like many blinded by religious fanaticism, even in this century, Saul of Tarsus believed he was rendering service to his God by harassing, persecuting, imprisoning, and murdering followers of Christ. The book of Acts records numerous events of religious hatred and violence against believers in Christ. Brothers and sisters, Christ himself was subject to extreme hatred by fanatical religious leaders. He was a most serious threat to their control of the crowds. His sinless life and heavenly teachings embarrassed them and challenged their own hypocritical conduct and defective views of God's law. His miraculous powers proved to all observers that he was the promised Messiah. In the light of this, they repeatedly attempted to find fault with him and entrap him. Because he violated the religious edicts and traditions, they accused him of being a false teacher. Repeatedly, they tried to unsuccessfully kill him. They feared the fact that he was highly respected and revered by the crowds who followed him. Like other people of religion, they claimed to descend from Abraham's line and follow Abraham's ways. In the 8th chapter of John's Gospel, we read Jesus' words to them. If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I have heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did. This, of course, did not please them. At the end of the chapter, we read that they picked up stones to throw at him. This is exactly what Saul did. He guarded the clothing of the brainwashed crowd who decided to kill Stephen. Again, we read in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts, but they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." Brothers and sisters, what a contrast between the murderous attitude of religious fanaticism and the attitude of those who truly belong to God, the God of self-giving grace and mercy. Clearly, Stephen expressed a true and unwavering commitment to Christ. His prayer for the forgiveness of his murderers reflected the same words of Jesus as he was humiliated, mocked, and crucified. In the 23rd chapter of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus prayed on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Stephen asked God to forgive Saul and his other murderers. His prayers were answered. Saul, like others who persecute Christ's disciples, received the wonderful divine forgiveness. In fact, he became a faithful follower of Christ himself, ready to suffer immensely at the hands of other Jewish religious fanatics. He became the well-known Apostle Paul. He realized that what he did in the past against other believers was done in ignorance. Even in our day, some ardent religious fanatics receive the same blessed forgiveness for their blind hatred of the truth of Christ's saving gospel. Saul, who became Paul, had the exact same reason that is behind all violent religious fanaticism. It is a lack of true knowledge of who God is and what he is like. Exactly this is what Jesus came to live and teach. We read these beautiful words from his well-known Sermon on the Mount. "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth by the blessed message of the gospel. Amen.